A line expands into TV static. White letters appear. HBO, a circle inside the O. Shards of white fall into place to make words. HBO documentary films. On a notebook, a hand scrolls a title. COVID Diaries, NYC. The hand opens to a blank page. April 2020. The page flips. A sketch of a man on a bike animates. The only way to live in Manhattan. The sketch fades to reality.
My name is Marcel Polataxi. So this moment, the only job available for me during this time is delivery.
He hands a bag to a man.
So sorry, dude. Here you go.
I like Manhattan. You know, I like to look at the skyscrapers and...
He pulls a mask over his nose.
It just feels like New York.
Marcial shoulders a delivery bag. He looks at the Empire State Building.
It's a nice view.
He bicycles past storefronts. Sunlight flares between two buildings in a lobby.
The only family I really have that lives in Manhattan is my grandmother.
In a trash-packed room.
Oh, my God. I don't know what to do.
She lives here because she's a super. My grandmother and I work with garbage, so we're constantly touching other people's garbage.
Oh, gross. What the fuck?
I've been touching garbage since I was a little kid. But now it's more intense because of COVID-19.
On a sidewalk, garbage bags and cardboard boxes are piled alongside parked cars.
Hands up.
In a storeroom, she sleeps around bags.
All this going out today.
And my grandma's able to live here in Manhattan because we pick up the garbage for the rich people. That's the only way for us to live in Manhattan, is that we gotta pick up garbage for people.
But the de-escalation training, actually, Gloria, is part of why they did successfully hold the line and didn't allow the charge people to.
Oh my goodness.
At a bank, Marcial's grandmother stares at shattered windows.
It's really bad. It's really bad.
The word pig is sprayed on a scorched police van.
I'm so worried. What's going to happen?
At a protest.
George Floyd! George Floyd! George Floyd! George Floyd!
Papi, please, come on. Stay here.
When do we want it?
Now!
And if we don't get it,
shut it down!
And if we don't get it,
shut it down!
At the apartments.
There's so much more garbage now because everyone's staying at home. I'm tired of this building. I need to go out. But I don't think grandma's gonna like it.
Sorry, I just wanted to be out. I've been inside for so long.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't like the idea you visit outside that late, Papi. It's dangerous. People are crazy, Papi. People are crazy.
His grandmother, Nellie, rubs her face.
I know you're a man and you know, you can be afraid, but let me tell you, things are really bad, Papi. You don't know, Papito.
In a chair, Nellie sleeps.
Okay. Now's my chance.
Outside.
Take a nigga, bitch, show the dash with the whip. Got the cash in the whip. I'm fucking nigga shit. I'm rolling with a skip. Shout.
Two friends lift Marcial by his legs and arms. Marcial bops with his mask over his eyes. In a CCTV camera display.
What's going on?
Nothing much.
Whoa. Why are you filming right now?
Because I'm making a doc about everything
that's about happening.
What? About COVID. I'm a film student. They beat
me. So you got fucking, you're filling about fucking COVID.
Uh-huh.
You got four motherfuckers right now with no mask on.
Yeah, that's interesting, isn't it?
So you got antibodies?
No.
You don't care about no one. You got antibodies?
Not at all.
Fuck, you don't care about no one. You love your grandma? No, you don't. You love your grandma? No, you know why? You fucking have an ear piercing like, fuck my grandma. I love my grandma. She's fucking dead.
Sorry to hear that.
I know 47 people that are dead from COVID. I hope someone doesn't die that you guys know.
All right.
A man wearing a hat bicycles away.
He doesn't love his grandma, okay? Don't worry about it.
All right, guys. Take care. Be safe.
Hey, I'm sorry, man.
Get home safe, yo.
Yeah, you too, guys.
You too, man.
Hey, get home safe.
You too.
The man bicycles after the man with the hat. At the apartment, an alarm clock shows 5:31. Marcial walks through a closet to a living room.
Grandma? Grandma?
He opens a door to a hallway.
Grandma?
He opens a door to a stairwell.
Building. Grandma. Grandma. Grandma.
In a laundry room, he looks at washing machines. A sink drips. In the lobby, Nellie mops.
Are you okay?
You didn't sleep last night?
She wears a mask.
You didn't sleep, right?
I'm sorry, Grandma. I went out.
Last night?
Yeah.
This guy on a bike, he like yelled at us.
Yeah, why?
Well, we're kind of walking. It was like late at the night, and we took our mask off. And I guess because he saw us not wearing masks, he yelled at us.
You're supposed to wear a mask all the time, you know that.
Huh?
You're supposed to wear a mask all the time.
And he says, well, you don't love your grandma. And he says, you're gonna kill her. You're gonna be the reason why she dies. And it scared me.
Mm-hmm. Grandma. I love you so much. I'm sorry, okay? I'm not gonna go out again. Or if you got sick because of me, I'd hate myself.
She stands still and nods slightly.
I guess we're both stuck here.
Yeah.
She continues mopping.
Oh, God.
In the apartment, balanced on the center of the stove, a tea light candle burns.
What's the candle for?
For my husband. He will be, he was alive, 87 years old today.
Have you ever seen your grandfather's picture? He was my only boyfriend.
She gets an A4 white envelope from under the TV.
He was very handsome. He was so handsome.
She shows a picture.
You look just like him.
His grandfather wears a tuxedo at a wedding and has a black mustache. In the living room.
I'm not happy here.
No? No, Grandma?
No, I'm happy with you, but with this building, no. Constantly stressed about something happening. Okay. Like, I want to live in other places. I want to travel. I can't do that here. It feels like I'm just stuck in this place. I just hate this building.
Marcial and Nellie sit opposite each other on two couches. Marcial stares into space and plays with his beard. He turns to Nellie and rests his chin on his head. She frowns. He looks at the floor. He stands. He pads to Nellie. He sits. He puts his arm over her shoulder. He rests his chin on her head. Reality fades into the sketch. A sketch of Araceli appears. She wears a head wrap. My Corona breakdown.
There's been more cases of coronavirus in New York City. And since they're starting to shut things down and my dad's an essential worker, I'm just waiting for him to come in. Yeah, when my dad comes home, I'm gonna make sure that I get like an interview with him and talk about him. Oh, actually, I think that's him. Let me go see. I'm gonna turn on the light. Hi, Dad.
Her dad, Luis, pushes a bicycle into their apartment.
What is it like working at the post office now that the coronavirus is present?
Luis spins playfully in a desk chair.
Okay. It's starting to worry a lot of people at my job. Do you know what I mean? The post office has a tendency to kind of avoid answering questions, keeping things a little bit ambiguous.
Pull your sweater down a teeny bit, like just a little bit, and just lean back.
I'll be back to get the tripod.
So, just me and you talking until she gets her act together. So what do you want to know?
He shrugs. He wears a company jacket.
It's a little worrisome. It's, no one knows what's going on, how it's going to happen. When the rumors are running rampant at the job that Westchester Station is, you know, that someone there is infected, and so now it's starting to spread over there at the, you know, in Westchester.
By a door, her parents stand together.
Mom, Dad.
They grind.
No, stop.
On a table, pill bottles rest.
So this is all the stuff that they would pull. So what I put was new, you know, a new pack of these.
Wait, I think we're good with ibuprofen.
Yeah, I think we're good with those. In
here? Doesn't ibuprofen kill people?
I'm sorry, what?
Didn't they talk about ibuprofen killing people?
Luis mimes stabbing.
Exactly. I've not heard about ibuprofen killing people. When you have a really, really high fever, ibuprofen is really good at bringing your fever down, but you should not take it often because it will irritate your stomach.
You're full of COVID? COVID, wait. Oh, wait, it does other things.
A flashlight blinks.
You're under COVID.
Can I have that, please? Oh, sorry.
I'm going to have to put a flash warning on this.
Araceli takes notes from an online class.
I can go over all the memories in these photos.
She spreads them out on her bed.
This is Jalen. We hung out a lot in lunch. And then this is Ava. When I finally got to be friends with her, it was really cool.
A camera prints a photo. She tapes it to a wall.
How is it that I'm 17 years old? I have 4 pre-existing mental health conditions. And I'm living through the middle of a pandemic. And on top of that,
she looks to one side.
I have no support systems because school shut down. There's no guidance counselors. Can't even get out of this damn apartment because there's no traveling.
She purses her lips and nods.
And the world is just crumbling right now as I speak.
She gives an ironic smile. In the living room.
Is your school saying anything about closing? What's happening with the work?
What happens if one of us gets sick, though? Are we, like, just gonna die? Like, is it that bad, or?
Since we just got your diagnosis, we have to be very careful of, like, how you're feeling. And, like, you have to be mindful and forthcoming with telling us.
But I don't want you guys to feel like you have to babysit me, though.
This is a part of who you are, and you're gonna have to learn how to deal with this, the way we all have to learn with different aspects of who we are.
Everyone is really worried about my mental health, you know. I mean, I got my diagnosis not too long before things started to shut down, so it's just, it's insane. It's insane how this coronavirus is affecting basically everything in our lives at this point.
Nighttime, Araceli video chats.
I'm so fucking sad.
I wish you were here right now. At least then, I wouldn't feel this empty.
She holds her head. She shakes.
It's not even that. I just don't know I don't know why I feel this way. I just feel so many things and I feel nothing at the same time.
She shrugs.
Like, I feel like I can't do anything right. I feel like everyone's wasting their time on me. But I don't even get to be a teenager. And then I have issues with my brain, so.
She grabs a tissue.
It's like I won the lottery of bad luck.
Reality fades into the sketch. A drawing of Camille appears. Her hair darkens. When my dad got COVID.
My dad works for the MTA, so he's considered to be an essential worker.
Her father, Rajesh, slips a mask over a white beard.
So I fix trains.
He adjusts a pair of glasses.
Specifically, in the door systems.
He carries a backpack. Outside, Rajesh walks.
The co-worker tested positive for COVID-19. We still had to work in a subway car.
He walks upstairs. On a sign, the subway is closed from 1 a.m. to 5 a.m.
And a guy on my shift passed away from COVID-19.
Rajesh waits on the platform. On the horizon, a blue and rose gold sunrise.
I have no choice. I take the train. Train's crowded. I mean, even at 5 in the morning, the train is crowded.
On the train, he wears headphones.
I am behind the scenes for the city that never sleeps.
At a station, he follows signs for Liberty Avenue.
Gotta do what I gotta do.
He steps through a turnstile. 8 hours later, outside a brick building, Rajesh exits. He walks. 6 weeks later, at a house, Rajesh stands outside the front door.
Hello? Don't come close to me. I have a fever.
He steps through the door. He walks into a bathroom.
I was hoping that he wasn't going to be positive. But, you know, but when the fever started, I knew.
In a hall, the woman, Tina, carries a mug with a spoon. She opens a door. She enters a room. 4 days later, in the hall, Tina carries a bowl. She enters the room. She flips a light switch. On a futon, Camille and Tina lie next to each other.
Would I keep you company down here often?
Yep.
Tina shuts her eyes, then stares at the ceiling. 3 days later.
I'm gonna be coughing. Anyway, I want you to be careful.
Tina shuts the door. She holds a mug. Reality fades into the sketch. A drawing of New York City from above appears. No escape from New York.
Let me tell you about where we are. This is Stuyvesant Town.
In an apartment.
My name's Shane. I'm 16. I live in New York. I live in Manhattan with my two parents.
I'm from West Allis, Wisconsin. I moved to New York in 1991, December 30, 29.
Before, my mom worked teaching a preschool class. And now they put it onto Zoom. The structures keep my mom growing crazy, but it might be too late.
His mom dances. Outside, Shane's dad, Daniel, walks.
My dad worked at the Blue Ribbon. He started there as a busboy and worked his way up to manager.
You know, I've lived my whole life here.
At Blue Ribbon.
I'm having a little shock.
Daniel paces outside the empty restaurant.
I don't want to talk like it's over.
Who knew the entire restaurant industry would shut down? We can live here for a certain amount of time, but eventually, if you're not working, it will become a situation that we could never dig ourselves out of.
We live in Stuyvesant Town, and it's a complex owned by some of the most evil people in the world. They're on a UN list of, like, despicable people.
Blackstone,
to be exact. And we pay an ungodly amount for this apartment, and we have no savings.
But we can't pay the bills. I mean, it's just like,
But again, this is everyone.
It's just a lot to think about all at the same time.
We can't, yeah, I know.
I'm just getting exhausted. That's it. Just mentally, I can't.
Take a day at a time.
In their kitchen, Jill, Shane's mom, sits with her head in her hands. She grabs a paper towel.
I'm gonna use precious paper towels to wipe my tears.
In the living room.
I mean, if I get furloughed, then we could maybe keep the insurance. But it might be just better to just...
Like, no, I think we should do Medicaid.
How many times can you be like, I think you might get... I already know I could be laid off. But they don't have to remind me every fucking
right.
Just so I know.
Jill cleans the kitchen.
Nobody's safe.
In a bedroom.
What's happening?
Just everything.
Okay.
I'll be okay in a little bit.
Sure? Mm-hmm. Do you want anything, like seltzer or something?
No,
okay. I right, feel better.
Jill huddles under the comforter. A dog waddles to her.
Just tired.
Ooh, there's some tears to lick. Salty.
She wipes her face. She lifts the dog into her lap.
Hello, doggy.
In the bedroom, Jill slumps at the far corner of the bed. The dog sits at the other end and stares at Shane. It lies down. In the living room, Jill texts. Daniel carries sneakers to a chair and sits.
Okay, I'm looking to see if I can get unemployment, if I can file for unemployment now, if I'm technically furloughed on July 1st.
On a computer, they scroll through a page titled Benefits.
Oh yeah, so here it is. File your claim the first week that you lose your job.
The first week that you lose your job?
Yes.
I mean, I guess technically though, I did lose my job today.
On the floor. The shaggy dog with pale blonde fur lies flat in a car.
You guys, just to be safe, wipe your seatbelts down. You know what I mean?
And or nothing else?
Your door handles.
You want the keys?
There you go.
Daniel shoves the trunk closed.
We convinced ourselves to escape from New York.
On a bridge, New Jersey. Daniel walks the dog around the grassy perimeter of a parking lot. Ohio.
How does it feel to be in the wilderness?
Daniel nods and chews. He holds a cup. On the road, in Indiana.
We've traveled halfway across the country to escape our problems, but they followed us pretty close behind.
We're here for each other. Don't worry. Come on, keep me crying in the car.
Okay.
On the road, Wisconsin.
We're in downtown Land O'Lakes.
In a wood-paneled room, Jill covers her face.
Why is this bugging you so much? Why are you... Mom?
Mom, this isn't helpful.
Can you talk to us?
She shakes her head. In a forest.
Change of environment, I don't know, it doesn't... do that much if you're the same people. I don't know what that means. Ugh.
At a lake, Jill walks to the end of a dock. She sits. She slips off sandals. She dips her feet in and hunches forward. She watches the current pull the rippling water. Reality fades into the sketch. A drawing of a woman with an umbrella appears. Frontline family. The sketch fades to reality.
Ma, the ambulance is back. Do we know who it is?
Subtitles. It's a man. What's his name? Don't know. An ambulance idles. It is parked at a slight diagonal to the sidewalk. Let's get out of here. At an apartment building, the mother, Dilcia, unlocks a door. In an apartment, she talks on a cell phone. There is an ambulance outside. They're here with masks and everything. They went upstairs. We have to be very careful. We must investigate secretly. They don't want us to know anything.
My name is Arlette Gualpa. I live in Washington Heights.
And this is my mother.
Hola.
In a hallway, men in hazmat suits spray chemicals.
When someone dies in the building, these guys show up.
Are you guys just cleaning the apartments, like the outside?
I am just sanitizing where somebody touched. You're cleaning. Thank you. He's cleaning everything, including your place. The man wipes elevator buttons.
Are you ever scared, like, about it?
A little bit. I could get the virus on my face. That bothers me sometimes. In the apartment, in a bathroom, my dad, the best dad in the world.
Good morning.
Her father, Carlos, wipes his face with wet hands. I'm tired. It's so early. But I gotta do it. In the kitchen, Decia scoops food from a can. He is going into battle. Every day, no freedom from work. Carlos dons boots. I am so sleepy. Carlos sits in a chair. He closes his eyes and becomes still. We have to pay the light bill, the rent, the telephone. We have to eat, buy everything. In front of a mirror, another day in the game of life. Carlos wears a Liberty Lines uniform. He stands by a fan. May God take care of you. Be careful. Stay away from everyone. Carlos makes the sign of the cross in front of an enamel portrait of Mary. In a car, Carlos and Artlet wave. How do you feel about working during the pandemic? If I don't pay my rent, we are in the street. I don't care that my life is in danger. At least I have a job. Outside a Liberty Lines building, a bus rounds the corner. In a bus, Carlos sprays the controls around the window. I'm disinfecting. I'm afraid of bringing this sickness into my home and contaminating my family. I only have one daughter. I am really afraid. Is this job more important than your life? Yes. Has anybody gotten sick? Co-workers have gotten infected, and one died. Do people come on without masks? Many don't wear masks. I'm afraid, but I have to work. Carlos sits in the driver's seat. He closes a protection door.
I mean, the sign is pretty clear, but I guess selfish people can't read.
Maskless people step on.
Selfish. Selfish. Selfish.
In Arlette's bedroom.
It's been really difficult. I just keep thinking about, well, my dad going to work. I'm just scared for him.
Arlette purses her lips.
I love him. He's my only dad, and
Dilcia stands in front of a mirror and puts on earrings. In the kitchen, she scoops coffee. She hooks a blue surgical mask over her ears. She walks down the building stairwell. I care for sick people, the elderly, and the incapacitated. A bus parks. Dilcia steps on.
There is no social distancing.
Dilcia sits beside several passengers.
Nobody's wearing any masks. Just like this guy.
I changed my seat. I'm not taking any chances. He could give me the virus. If they didn't kill me on the last bus, here's another chance to contract corona.
Hey,
Oh, wow.
This is my third bus. Delcia walks down the empty aisle, then sits. I'm playing with my life. At an old woman's home.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Buenos días. Buenos días.
How are you? This is my daughter. Her name is Arlette. Delcia helps a patient lift her leg. They lift their arms.
My mom worked 24 hours, and she only gets paid for 12.
Delcia sweeps and mops. She grabs a jacket.
See you tomorrow.
Outside, Delcia carries a bag.
Ma, where are we going now?
I'm going to another job, in an apartment. Ramona. This is my daughter.
Hola. Bien, bien, bien. Usted. Placer.
I bring this to fight the virus. Delcia carries a spray bottle. The bathroom is infected as well. She sprays a kitchen sink. It really stinks. What is the odor? Delcia shakes her head. You want to know what smells?
You want to see? Look at this.
Under the sink. What is it? It's rat shit.
The bee?
Big rats. Do you know what the coronavirus is?
Is that the COVID?
No. It's always on TV and the news. I've seen something about danger. In a bathroom. What are you doing? I am washing the urine out of her clothes. Are you tired? Yes, of course. Do you have time to sleep? Not yet. Outside, by a bench, Delcia removes a backpack. Finally, a pause in the action. She sits. She pulls a mask over her nose. I'm dying. She removes the mask. She fans her face. In their apartment, in the kitchen. Are you afraid I could get sick? I'm terrified. You could get it from the dirty clothes. Everything could be contaminated. This is our life. We could die any second. This is not a game. It's reality. We're scared. The reason why we are working is for you, for our family, so you could have a better future. Nothing has come easy. It was difficult when I arrived. I was illegal, no papers, without work, without English. Without anything. One pants, one shirt, one sweater. Now he is a bus driver. Me too. I worked for everything. Carlos grabs a beer bottle. Let's get rid of Corona. On TV, police march.
Oh my God, mamira.
What do you think about the news? Because tomorrow, I am going to the protest. I'm worried. I'm nervous because you'll need courage. They're hitting people. But how do you feel about this? George Floyd. I am angry. 7 minutes. It's criminal. Things have to change. It can't go on like this.
Shut it down! Shut it down! Shut it down!
I'm here today to protest. We have to. It's important to show your support.
I appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you. I got it.
Oh my God, there's a bus driver just like my dad.
Protest.
The bus driver raises his fist. A man bumps it. A protester stands before a police line.
Do the right fucking thing when somebody's doing something wrong. It's very simple. Nobody want war with you.
How do you feel about the protest today? It's a good thing, bad thing?
You know what? I'm okay. As long as things don't get out of hand and, you know, no property damages, you know, no one's properties. It's a right. It's an American right to protest. So it's fine. You know, we're okay with it. You know, people need to have their voices heard.
The police officer shrugs.
Hello. Can you explain why you're here today? Here. Black lives do matter. I think this is beautiful.
Three children and their mother hold signs.
I've never filmed a protest before, but this was a nice shot.
No peace! No justice! No peace! No peace!
This is how it should be. Peaceful.
No peace! No peace!
At Arlette's apartment, she sits by a computer.
It's getting very real really fast. And
she shakes her head. She rubs her temples.
My best friend's brother died.
At her friend's house, she holds a veteran's picture.
They told him to go home and sleep it off. He was a black man that didn't get the care he needed. And if he did, this could have been avoided. And I think that's the hardest thing for my family and myself when processing this, because it could have been avoided. Like, he could have been here.
All right, y'all. Yeah. Right. 1, 2, 3.
Outside, they release white balloons. The balloons rise into overcast skies. At their apartment, Dilcia lies in bed. It's really difficult. Carlos sits by the mirror.
I just got home with my parents. A lot of our friends are dying. A lot of my mother's clients are passing away. And also my father's coworkers, and even my grandmother has COVID.
Everybody is getting it.
And these are just things that happen in our communities, like, every day. My dad comes home really late. It's like 10 o'clock right now.
She purses her lips.
Look at him.
He sleeps on his forearm.
We're just going to try to get through this together. Yeah.
Reality fades to the sketch. Credits are scribbled on a page, directed by Marcial Pilataxi, The Only Way to Live in Manhattan. Araceli Colon, My Corona Breakdown. Camille Deand, When My Dad Got COVID. Shane Fleming, No Escape from New York. Arlette Gualpa, Frontline Family. Rosemary Colon Martinez, Animation. The Hand Shuts the Notebook. Credits appear on the cover. Edited by Naomi Mizuguchi. Producers John Alpert, Jesse Perez Antica, Sade Felibita, Naomi Mizuguchi, Johnny Ramos. Executive producers Carrie Penner, Perry Peltz, Matthew O'Neill. Camera and audio by Araceli Colon, Camille Deand, Shane Fleming, Arlette Gulpa, Marcial Pilataxi. Associate producer Rosalina Ramos. Finishing producer Sasha Weiss. Music supervisor Jonathan Zelbin. Sound design Michael Berry. Original music by Truco. Audio description created by Zoo Digital. Written by Cassidy O'Reilly Hahn and narrated by Joe Hernandez. Credits continue. A red roofed building encloses letters. DCTV, Downtown Community Television Center. Copyright 2020 Home Box Office, Inc. HBO, a presentation of Home Box Office.